Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Abra Silver Resource Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ABRA and on the OTCQX under the symbol ABBRF. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, John Miniotis. The company is focused at the Diablillos project in Salta, Argentina. There is a resource that was last updated last year and a PEA from back in 2021. Now, the major focus is going to be on a new zone here, the Jack Zone. The company has released a number of drill results throughout this year so far and even extending to the tail end of last year. Now, I understand the main focus for drilling is going to be on this Jack Zone. So let's focus here, John. Bring us up to speed so far on the drilling at this new zone, please.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Corey and Chad. Thank you both for having me back on the program. We continue to be very, very excited about this new discovery, this new Jack Zone. It certainly appears to be the gift that keeps on giving for us here. And so just to rewind a bit, I mean, we discovered this new zone, which is to the southwest of our existing resource. So our existing resource is called Oculto. This is about 500 to 700 meters to the southwest of that. This is called the new Jack Zone here. We discovered this back in August. And really, since the very first drill hole, you know, with the latest announcement that we just made a few days ago, we've now announced 30 holes from this new Jack Zone. So we've been focused on this brand new zone. We've moved the center of gravity to this new Jack Zone. We've announced 30 holes so far, and literally all 30 have come back with very good grades of silver over broad widths. In general, the widths here have been averaging between 30 to 50 meters, and the mineralization, very importantly, is located very close to surface in oxides and will be easy to mine from an open pit with a low strip ratio. So this is, you know, a new exciting discovery for us that we've been focused on for about the last 6 months ago now. And with the results that we keep receiving, this will remain the focus for the remainder of the year. So this is a big zone here. Again, we've had 30 drill results announced to date, a lot more to come. We know this new zone is open for 700 meters along strike, over 200 meters in widths, and still remains open. I mean, we're still trying to find the ultimate dimensions of this new deposit. So looking like a very, very significant deposit, I would say, and hopefully a very exciting year for us as well.
Well, John, it is exciting to see this grow. And really, you were first tipped off to this from some of the geophysics studies you did, and it made you want to put a few holes in. And as these holes have come back, not only are there a lot of holes with wider width, but occasionally there's some real high-grade zingers in there. Sometimes 12,000 grams per ton silver. Some of the results you saw had 8 meters that were at 1,953 grams per ton silver. So some bonanza grades. And so when you look at this Jack Zone, is the thinking here that the grade and the width together could be an area that you'd want to front-end load an economic study on if you were to develop the overall Diablillos project?
Yeah, that's exactly right there. So this seems to be a separate deposit than Oculto. So likely in our upcoming pre-feasibility study, which is on schedule to be announced later this year, we expect to have two open pit deposits now. So the Oculto main pit and this new Jack Zone, which we're still proving up the resource here. But this, again, this Jack Zone is in a flat-lying valley close to surface, starts at about 50 meters below surface. So should have very favorable strip ratio here. And it's, as you mentioned, high grade over excellent thicknesses with grades going up to, yeah, you mentioned close to 2,000 or beyond 2,000 grams per ton is one of the press releases we announced a couple weeks ago now. But yeah, on average, I'd say the intercepts have ranged between 200 grams of silver to, you know, up to 2,000 grams with widths generally ranging 10 to 50 meters. So it seems like this is clearly a very economic project based on all the dimensions that we've and all the data that we've collected to date. And so we're very, very excited and looking to continue to drill here for the foreseeable future.
So John, through this whole program for the year, is that going to be enough to issue some sort of resource estimate? Is that going to be the goal after this program?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely the goal. So the current phase three program is 15,000 meters. We're evaluating if it's warranted to increase that. And so looking to potentially expand that further as, again, we still don't know the ultimate size of this resource, but we've been drilling at between 25 and 50 meter centers. And so looking to announce the maiden resource on this Jack target within the next couple months here, and it's likely going to be within the measured and indicated category. So there's enough continuity here that it would likely, the majority of it would fall within measured and indicated, and then looking to incorporate that into the pre-feasibility study, which is still on track for later this year as well.
Yeah, John, that was going to be my next question. As talk to us about the PFS, what other work is the company doing in addition to the 15,000 meters of drilling here at the Jack Zone to work towards that PFS?
Yeah, the PFS has been going on behind scenes here for, I'd say, at least 6 months now. So it's well advanced. And initially, we were planning on releasing the PFS only based on the Oculto open pit. And so we've done a lot of the detailed engineering. We've done some additional metallurgical test work. We've significantly advanced the permitting with the EIA have been submitted recently as well. And so, you know, a lot of the OPEX, capital costs, estimates have been updated as well. So there's been a lot of work going on. And now, of course, we need to first finalize the Jack exploration program and then put out a resource on Jack. And then we can finally incorporate that into the pre-feasibility study later this year. So the things are moving in parallel. As we're drilling Jack, we're still advancing the pre-feas study. And then it should only be then a relatively short interval from the time we announced the resource to Jack to then finalizing a pre-feas.
Well, John, it'll be interesting to follow along with the resource estimate and the other drilling as it comes out. And then as that moves towards the PFS, because I think it's going to raise a few eyebrows. I think a lot of people, John, still are viewing Abra Silver in terms of just the Oculto zone, which is obviously a great resource. It's something that needs to move forward. But now with this Jack zone, it kind of changes the game a little bit. What is it you think that the market maybe hasn't picked up on quite yet? And why are you so encouraged and your team so encouraged about the direction things are going as Abra Silver continues to evolve here?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, I think overall the market sentiment here has been quite negative for quite some time now. And so if you look at our share price, it's traded mostly sideways, I'd say, for the past year or two, unfortunately. And I think what the market's missing is, look, this new Jack zone is absolutely transformational for us. It's looking like a very significant new discovery. We're going to have a resource on it relatively shortly, and then it's going to be incorporated into a pre-feas study. So it's moving very, very quickly. And I think once, you know, all of that's sort of quantified in ultimately a PFS, that's when you would hope a re-rate would occur, or even leading up to that. And, you know, as long as we're executing on finding ounces in the ground on a very cost-effective basis here, as we've been doing for the past several years, I think we're clearly creating shareholder value. And then there's a big sort of disconnect, not only for us, but for many of our peers now, in terms of, you know, what's the share price doing versus the fundamentals, the underlying fundamentals of the company. And so the underlying fundamentals for us have never been stronger. We've never been this excited about our drill program, but that's clearly not being reflected in the share price. And so, you know, again, it comes down to sort of a risk reward. We think there's potentially lots of upside here as the market eventually starts factoring in some of these drill results into a proper valuation.
Yeah, John, I don't think that Abra Silver is alone in that. Like you say, the whole sector is not really being valued where it should be historically for ounces in the ground, but just on a more focused level at Abra Silver. I think once the market digests some of the drilling you continue to put out at this Jack Zone, but also the updated resource and the economics, I think that'll give them a bigger picture. But you mentioned upside, and I also think it'd be nice just to quickly point out, you're not really exhausting the limits of where you could go drill on this project, because you also have some other electromagnetic targets that were of interest, the Alpaca target, the Phantasma target, and you also still have the ability to drill deeper sulfides for gold and copper at depth. So there's other areas you could even expand beyond what you've even done with this Jack Zone. Maybe just speak to the overall blue sky upside that's still available on this overall land package.
Yeah, no, that's certainly a great point. I think we're in the very fortunate position of having more targets than we have drills. And so we've, you know, we continue to have two drill rigs. And so both of those are focused on the Jack target. But as you mentioned, there's other magnetic anomalies here, similar to Jack, within the broader Diablillos land package. And so we're actually going to be testing a few of those very shortly. So drilling, you know, a couple holes on some of these other targets while, you know, maintaining the overall focus on the Jack zone. But yeah, potentially planning ahead and looking to find other Jack targets for down the road. Again, still focused on oxides. So would be part, be processed in the same plant eventually. And then down the road as well, we've hit some excellent copper grades in the underlying sulfides here. So certainly worthwhile following those up at the right time. But for right now, we don't want to lose focus. Clearly, Jack's the priority. We have both rigs going there and then working towards that resource very shortly here.
Okay, John. And then, of course, we have to ask every company now, what does your treasury look like? What kind of money does the company have in the bank to continue to execute on the initiatives you have?
Yeah, no, fortunately, we're in a very strong position from a balance sheet perspective. We actually completed a financing back in December. And on the back of that financing, we had 18 million Canadian in the bank. So that's a very strong balance sheet for us. Burn rates on the exploration side is about $5 to $6 million US per year. So fully funded clearly for all of this year and next year as well. So for us, you know, we're in a fortunate position, even with the weak market conditions. I mean, we're not going to have to come back to the market here anytime soon. So we have the ability to continue to stay focused, continue to drill, continue to come out with these hopefully very good drill results as we've been doing, and then deliver on, you know, the pre-feasibility study later this year.
Okay. Well, John, we'll wrap it up there, but there's a lot of news on tap for the company. It sounds like a lot of news you've just put out, and I encourage people to click on the link below. Definitely check out the company news that they've already put out this year and the end of last year. And John, we'll keep following along as more drill results come out from the Jack zone and as you build towards the maiden resource estimate at that Jack target. Thanks for coming on the KE Report and looking forward to our next conversation.
Thanks very much. It's always my pleasure. Yeah.